Elder God sorcery.
I prefer Crom.
Okay, so step one, pick an occupation from the list. So this is, was this 30s or
Yeah, hang
aughts
on.
or Gaslight?
I'll read the prompt.
Wait, bad luck is a occupation? Oh no, wait.
It's a drive. It's the greatest drive ever because it's just like, hey, GM, fuck with me. And when the GM fucks with you, you get stability back free. Players gather at the Tillows to meet a friend, Susan Ambridge, a professional photographer, and have a fancy dinner to celebrate the impending publication of her new book. It's been a while since everyone has seen each other, and you all look forward to catching up.
Okay, so we all know an author and would be invited
Yeah.
by her to some kind of function.
Yes. This can be as simple as you're just going to a diner to hang out and then pre-game, if you would, before going back to the fancier dinner party to get crunk.
Let's see.
To use my modern lingo and just butcher any.
And is this modern or 30s?
They use cell phones, so we'll say modern. Or they mention cell phones in the module.
Can it be the
Okay.
90s?
Well, most people consider the 90s like it when we hear modern, I always think of like the 90s 'cause that's when I was born. So.
Oh, I think like when I think modern, I actually think after 90s because that was when I think modern, I think the invention of the smartphone is like what the new modern is. But like I guess for COC terms, like 90 because like 90s was before we had like a bunch of satellites and cell phones with cameras. It makes it easier to believe that's a bunch of weird shit going on.
We'll still go with modern because there's some things I can do with this that'll make it a little bit more
So
it'll
modern
be
as in
fun.
90s or modern
Post
as in
90s, so you
aughties?
can do the internets and you can do the smartphones and everything.
Well, there was internet in the 90s. That's how like Cyber Sunday and stuff and Y2K.
We'll just go with modern.
The year 20XX.
Be the pilot. Yes, I parked my plane outside the diner.
Obviously you have a helicopter. It's modern times.
You just have a drone. You can't fly in it, you just fly it.
You just grab the like the hands on it and you shoot off like Solid Snake in Brawl.
No.
Love how the rules for the professor mention tenure.
Yeah, it's like, do you want to have all the credit rating? Tenure. Don't have to worry about shit. Except for like absolute public shaming. So when
I'm
you
gonna go
two.
with author because I really like their ability.
What is. I was gonna go with True Crime Arthur, but yeah, if you
No,
call
that's.
their
If you
skin.
both do author, that's fine.
Let's. You may.
Yeah, when you do that, mark your occupational abilities on that Google Doc that I sent you.
All right, let's see.
If you can make a copy of it. Or if you have some other means of tracking your information. Those will be
Yeah,
your.
character sheets for this are a fucking mess.
Hold on, let me. I need to. I have actually an idea for a character for like 30 setting, but I need to. But I want to hold them off for like something involving a campaign.
Okay.
So let's see. Where is.
See, if you want to go true crime author, I will go with let's see. I'll go with like medical doctor.
All right.
This will be fun.
Right. So, yeah, I'll go with True Crime Author.
All right. So now mark your abilities on the sheet. If you make a copy, just put a star or bold them. And then your
All
credit rating is your lower end. So for doctor, you started a 4 credit rating.
right. I like how they call it credit rating still because of one throwaway line in a Lovecraft book.
It's a good
Well, it's
abstraction.
because it represents more than just the money you have on hand.
Yeah. I remember Sam hated it for some reason.
It depends on how you're using it. I can see why he would hate it, depending on the situation used and the interpretation of it.
File, make copy, and I this person will be named, generate. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Jelena Randolph.
Jelena Randolph. Where is a notepad for me to use?
Jelena White.
How do you spell that?
I don't know what.
J-A-L-E-N?
Yeah, it's Jan and then L-E with an E and a Y.
Also, there is the opportunity for write-in skills. So, like, if you see an investigative ability or a general ability that is missing or you feel you would have, you can do that also as a kind of write-in skill. It's not an occupational skill, but it's one that you can just kind of be like, I want to have something specific.
Alright, so, and then, let's see, where is credit rating?
So
on the
for
sheet?
The author, your credit rating is...
No, like, where do I write it down on this sheet?
Oh, I didn't put that in there. Yeah, just throw that under occupation. My bad. For some strange, where the fuck is credit rating? Oh, there it is. It's in investigation, interpersonal, in the interpersonal column. Under cop talk above flattery.
So just one more time, I'm gonna go with alienist. But other than that, okay. So do red credit rating is the first number, and then just mark down the occupational abilities.
Yeah.
I'm not a famous author.
Highlight your occupational abilities. Your credit rating starts at 3. You can only go up to 4. And then make note of your special ability if you feel like you'll end up using it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't...
Where is credit rating on here?
It's an investigative ability under the interpersonal column.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think if this is going to be like a one shot, I don't think this is we're going to get my special ability, which is I can go read. So, let's see. What do occupational abilities mean?
So, when we get to the points, occupational abilities are 2 for 1. So, you spend 1 point, you get 2.
Okay, so they're just, they don't block you in. You're just cheaper.
They're just cheaper, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I know, I think, yeah.
And now we choose drives, you know. Any one of them. Bad luck is probably my favorite, but I'm an idiot and I love that stuff. It's you just kind of bad things happen to you. So like the other ones, the other drives I can use against you. Like there's a hard drive and there's a soft. I can't remember what the exact phrase, but it's hard and soft. Hard is like this is designed for you. If you step away, you lose a lot of you lose force ability. Soft is like, hey, this is something that might pique your interest. You're not going to do it. Cool, you lose 2 stability. Bad luck is just like, hey, you go and do something. By the way, shit popped off. Enjoy. You're the bad. You're the mag.
I like how it says appropriate for criminal and hobo.
And is interrogation in this game both soft and hard?
Is that the investigative ability?
Yeah.
Let me check.
I'm just making sure that if I pick interrogation, it means that I can strongly question somebody and not just, you know, when I have their nuts hooked up to a car battery.
You're trained in extracting information from suspects and witnesses in a context of formal police-style interview. This must take place in an official setting where the subject is confined or feels under threat of confinement or recognizes your authority.
Okay, so then, like, getting stuff out of somebody would be more, like...
Flattery.
Well, if they can recognize your authority. Oh, intimidate, probably, is it?
Intimidate.
I was going to
say.
If they're afraid you're going to beat them up, I think they recognize your authority on kicking their ass.
Yeah, intimidate reads you elicit cooperation from suspects by seeming physically imposing, invading their personal space, or adopting a psychological commanding manner. So you could
okay.
You could,
that third one actually works. So yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you'll probably want.
I get to pick 2 interpersonals that I just have for as skills.
Be Dr. House. Be the dick doctor.
Basically, no, yeah.
The dick alienist. The dicklinist.
What is an alienist?
Just
psychologist.
Psycho
Isn't there already also another psychological? What's the difference between alienists and
One is a parapsychologist.
Oh, I get it. So one's a quack.
One of them is an actual like shrink. The other one is like ghost hunters.
Or I guess more probably is people who say they can talk to your dead loved ones.
Yeah.
I can't think of any of their names right now.
Only one off the top of my head is the Edwards guy.
All right. Do y'all have y'all's drives?
I'm still looking at all of them.
That's fine.
Did any of these get rich?
And you pick how many of these?
You just choose one drive. That's the core driving thing of your character.
So is any of these get rich? I mean, I might not get that, but I'm just like, that sounds like a good one.
Depends.
That sounds like a good excuse to get into all sorts of bullshit.
Adventure is probably the closest one. Let's see. Antiquinism is more about discovering the past. Arrogance is just because you think you're the best. Artistic sensitivity, just bad luck, curiosity, duty, ennui, follower in the blood, revenge, scholarship, sudden shock, thirst for knowledge. I mean, you could probably do thirst for knowledge. I don't know.
Also, I think in the blood is like mostly other stuff other than like because there are a couple of stories of someone's bloodline fucking them up. Like, you know, obviously, Shower Over Ensmith, anything where, they inherited. Also, by the way, my last name is the
Call
same.
Call of Cthulhu itself, because the guy inherits what his grandfather's notes or
Uncles.
Something.
By the way, I just want to point out, because I know this fact, but I just want to point this out, in case you didn't know, my last name is the same last name as the protagonist in Shadow Over Ensmith.
That's your problem. There we go. Charlie,
what you're saying is that you're a deep one.
Charlie is fish people. Got it.
I don't know.
I went with scholarship.
Okay.
I mean,
kind of straddling the line between scholarship and arrogance, since he basically just wants to be the smartest guy in the room at all times. But
I'm actually gonna go with follower.
Okay.
So I just kind of like I am the Morty to your Rick.
And that follow-up makes sense in this one is that this is an actual published author. You can say that you feel like your aunt, you're not as strong as an author as her, and she's the one that got you into it.
I am not a published author like Nathan Allen Knapp.
Okay, so now everyone's health, stability, and sanity starts at so your health starts at 1, your sanity starts at 4, and your stability starts at 1. The first
What's
thing
the difference between sanity and stability?
Stability is it so one of the things in Trails that takes a long time to lose sanity. Stability is like temporary sanity. Stability is like James was talking about, like you can look at something earlier today, it's like you can sort of look at something but it doesn't mean they shatter you. Stability is like how you can kind of handle the situation.
Okay, and sanity is more like affecting you on a deeper level.
Yeah, so think of sanity as how you can play human. When your sanity is gone, you can't play human anymore. You play by the Elder God rules. And stability is how you can appear functional. It's how you interact with the world. So sanity is your level of commitment on a sliding scale between human and alien. Stability is how you can interact with people.
Well, I mean,
you can see people who are like, "Oh, like he's insane, but not he's nuts." If that makes any sense.
Yeah. So the guy who runs Arkham is the example they give. Like that guy has super low sanity, but pretty high stability. Like he's pretty crazy, but he's not nuts.
He can okay. So I guess low sanity, high stability. Yeah, means like they are subtly crazy.
Like, well, it's like because at least as far as Call of Cthulhu is concerned, and probably the mythos in general, that like. Sanity is basically like how much of your knowledge remains uneroded by the fact that you know about shit from beyond outer night and whatnot.
And
eventually you just know too much and just can't interact on human level anymore.
Which is why in the old Cthulhu games, you know, the amount of mythos
you had, yes.
Yeah.
So that is a rule in this also. So you can have any sanity points you want, but as soon as you get a mythos, your sanity automatically becomes 10 minus your mythos. So like you can make a character with 54, not saying you can do that, you should do that, But you can make a guy with like 54 sanity. The moment you get a point of mythos, it drops to 9.
Right.
But yes, so now you have 65 points to spend in general abilities. So that includes health, sanity, and stability.
How does the spending work?
1-to-1. Unless right. it's part of your occupational abilities, then it's 2-to-1. And then there is a restriction that your highest general ability, your second highest general ability must be half of your highest
okay,
ability.
Okay, so just like fear itself?
Yeah. So yeah, like if you have 10 for athletics, your next highest skill got to be 5.
All right. So
wait, that's in that category in the general abilities category is that you can only have one at X and the rest must be X divided by 2 or less.
So your highest one can be whatever you want, but your second highest one has to be X
at
divided
least
by 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, you know, 4, 2 and then a whole shit ton of 2s. Fine. 4-2 and a shit ton of 1s, fine. A 4-3 and a shit ton of 1s, fine. But no 2-4s. Or no, excuse me, a 2-3. A 4-3 is wrong. Bleh.
You're wrong.
And that just encounters the general abilities.
That's just general abilities.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and when this becomes a campaign, I will actually, if I run this as a campaign, I will allow the player trade rules.
What, so we start out with 4 sanity. What is like? See, this is like one kind of issue I have with this system is like what's the average sort of sanity of a person like?
So the suggested sanity for purist mode is 12 health, 12 stability, and then 10 sanity.
Yeah, 10 seems to be like the average, given that it's minus 10 once you begin learning mythos, or at least.
So that seems to be the purest approach to that. They suggest that keep it somewhere around 15 for a regular human in pulp mode, unless you want to make like a Terminator or some type of dude that just keeps fighting, and then you can just buff up all the stability and health you want at the cost of not having other skills.
Okay, because I'm planning on playing a guy who's not like particularly sane,
mm-hmm.
so
but
like,
it's fairly stable.
Yeah, so at that one, probably do like 6, if we want to go on the scale. Do like 6 to 8, and then for your stability, bump it up to like 20.
Okay. Or less, if you don't want to dump all your stuff into
stability. But yeah, that's one where you can totally make a guy that's a little less sane than one person, but has a lot of stability than a lot more stability than another.
All right, so. And it's 1-to-1, right?
It's 1-to-1 unless it's an occupational skill.
So, when it says 3 others, does that mean any of, like, does that include general skills or is that just
read what it says?
It says, I get history, languages, library, art, history, language, languages, library use, occult history. These are all like, yeah, investigative.
Yeah.
Access, honesty, and 3 other abilities as personal specialties or leftover from previous jobs.
So you
yeah,
can
so
do
just
that.
Pick any of the investigative or generals and just pick 3 of them, and those are your class skills.
They can't be fleeing, credit rating, mythos, health, sanity, or stability, though.
All right.
And then there's another side rule. If fleeing is twice or more your athletics, it's a 2-to-1 point build. So, like, you don't have a very athletic guy, but he's great at running away. Well, you can get, you know, you put 1 point into fleeing, you get 2 skill points.
I'll make a cult one of the things I'm academic at because it's because I'll just say she worth writing it. One of her attempts at a book was writing a book about Charles Manson, and then she realized everyone's writing a book about Charles Manson.
If I started killing people, you all be dead.
That Charles Manson quote?
I'm pretty sure.
So it would 20 be too much stability?
I mean, it's up to you at that point. Like, again, the suggestion
I,
for
I realize it's up to me, but like this is one of the issues I'm trying to iron out.
Yeah, no.
Like,
I am okay with 20 for this, just as a test, and that's what it can be. Like you.
no, I'm not asking whether 20 is too much for you or for the module. I'm asking if it's just excessive.
I think this is why we're doing a play test.
So I would say it's probably bordering on excessive. Like 15, I believe, is one of the suggestions of like pulp. Like 15 is probably getting to the upper limits. 20 is probably pushing it. But then now you get into that resource management thing that you were talking about. Like, am I nerfing myself 5 points for a thing that might come up later? I would say 20 might
Yeah,
be
no,
expensive.
what I really want is like a scale, maybe, where it would say like, okay, if you, like you were talking about the guy, the Arkham guy before, like how many stability points would he have?
Yeah, that would be really helpful. Do do do.
I'll throw I'll put him at 15 and hope that's enough.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, that's one of the problems is there's like no examples. Let's see. Let's go back to the further
Year
mythos.
20XX, every deck is playing a hangar back walker.
Oh my god.
Don't you love that card though?
Yeah. Standard has not been fun to watch lately, let me tell you that fucking much.
But there's so much cool stuff going on now. It's like hangar back Abzan and hangar back Mill and
That
hangar back.
was the worst, where it was like, hey, what's the top four? Hangar back Abzan. And then like two other decks, and then well, what's the finals? Hangar back Abzan versus Hangar back Abzan. Fuck.
Abzan is just I don't like good stuff decks, and that's all Abzan has been for like all of cons. It's just like throw in a bunch of good shit.
Well, see, that's the problem, is that like so many of the cards are so good and so flexible that like, because normally, okay, let me put it to you this way, right? Like that color combination used to be called junk.
Because you could just throw junk together.
Right. But like, you could play a whole bunch of different decks that happen to be black, green, and white, and they're different. But like, there's so many cards that are just so good for any strategy that 40% of these Abzan decks are like the same, even if it's Abzan control versus, Abzan aggro.
Yep.
The real hidden tech, though, is Sphinx's
tutelage.
Tutelage, yeah. At least if you're playing limited.
I love the shit out of that card.
I love how it also started
Because
a Twitter account.
it makes mill like make sense.
Makes real mill real.
So my buddies at the Sci-Fi Lab radio show are starting to get into Magic, and they all made their casual deck. So one of them's a blue-black vampire, Blood Chief Mind Crank. And the other one is like 50% way to being a decent Merfolk deck. And I made Sphinx's Tutelage Mill. So it's like four Sphinx's Tutelage, and then the rest are like draw cards, or when this creature dies, draw cards.
Oh, by the way, have you ever heard of a deck called Mr. Toad's Wild Ride?
You mentioned that in the chat. I
You
haven't
know
had
what
the
it
chance to
is?
look it up.
It's a fluctuator deck.
No, it is. Well, I think actually, no, mate. Is fluctuator the one that makes cycling cost less?
Yes.
Yes, it is that with the mad scientist, laboratory maniac. So you just put down Matt Laboratory Maniac, and then just start vomiting all your cards out of your deck.
Yeah, and then just draw the rest of your deck.
Yeah, and you go on a wild ride. I actually made a version of that in X-Mage, and I actually put Sphinx's Tutelage in it. Because hey, if I'm just gonna be drunk, I might as well have a plan B in case you kill all four of my laboratory maniacs.
Goddamn vintage.
Okay.
Goddamn vintage. Okay. So you're
It's
gonna
just
go. So back on track. General skills, y'all got it set up?
hold on, I'm still doing math.
That's fine.
So eight time.
Yeah, this is really a system I feel like it for like one shots and stuff, it's better to have a pre-gen, but I hate pre-gens. I understand they're
They can't all be
neat,
the
but
The pre-gens of that's another good thing because all the pre-gens from Breakfast Club are just the NPCs.
Okay, so question.
Yo.
Like you said, how many points? 65?
65.
And that's just in generals?
Just in generals.
And then this number 24 for the, in this case, for the investigative ones?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let's see. So, minus 7.
Yeah. And you can spend your general abilities at any point. So, other than health, I'm pretty sure you can actually spend, like, you can spend stability on a stability roll. You can spend sanity on a sanity roll. I think health is the only one that you're not allowed to use up for anything.
And let's see. Is piloting specifically planes, or does it also drive cars?
I believe there's a drive skill.
Oh, is there?
There's a driving.
Okay, yeah, there's a driving skill. I'll make her electronic repair.
And then there's a weird break point for athletics. What is that?
I believe it's 8, and that makes all TNs against you one harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see my guy as very athletic, so I'll try to stay below that.
All right, so so I pay 1 for every 2 if it's a career thing.
Yes, if it's tied to your career, you spend 1 point, you get 2 points.
Yeah, I'm going to say she's been a let work. You need to have a day job if you're not a good author. If you're not a well-known author, she works at Best Buy, so she gets a lot of electronic to repair.
She works at the Best Buys.
Where else would she work? Books a Million? Eight. Filch is what is Filch?
In basic thievery.
What's
the way it reads is your nimble fingers allow you to unobtrusively manipulate small objects. You can pilfer clues or plant clues at a crime scene under the very noses of unsuspecting authority. Pickpockets.
Sleight of hand, basically.
Yeah. Plant objects on unsuspecting suspecting subjects.
Give them the old Shady Sam shuffle.
So, also, as you're doing general abilities, your 3 combat abilities are scuffling, weapons, and firearms. Scuffling is hand-to-hand, weapons are anything that's not hand-to-hand, and firearms are anything that's a projectile.
Why does mechanical repair have an asterisk?
Because you can use that. The ones in the general ability with asterisks, I didn't actually write them all. My bad. Those can be used as investigative in certain cases.
Okay.
You can find that. Thank you for...
You know, like, oh, some asshole slashed this dude's tires.
Yeah, what an asshole.
Someone wrote Fishman Go Home on this the side of this car. Lovecraft walks by holding his hands behind his back with his keys in them.
Since y'all all have your own copies now, disguise, electrical repair, explosives, and mechanical repair can double as investigative abilities.
This man seems to have been exploded.
It's more, you know, how the shockwave would blast, so you could see what a shape charge, what direction the shape charge was set and stuff like that.
I can say with 100% certainty this man got fragged.
Clearly, somebody ricocheted a rocket launcher off of a Humvee into this man's skull.
Wait, what's the difference between... Okay, what's the difference between shadowing and stealth?
I will read them.
Hey, how is that
shadowing?
I can understand like filth is manual, but sticks there a bit. How is that like
shadowing? You're good at following suspects without revealing your nature.
And stealth.
You're good at moving.
Oh, we're good at hiding.
Yes, without being noticed. Standing still. So stealth: move silently, hide in shadows or corners, evades visual security, listening at doors, windows without being overheard. And then the examples they give for shadowing is guide a team to follow a suspect for short period, handing off to the next sequence, blah, 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 blah. Using binoculars and telescope to keep watch of a target from a distance, finding undetectable vantage points, hiding in plain sight, anticipating blind spots and coverage and plan for them. So stealth is the physical, like, I am sneaky, and shadowing is, like, following somebody and or planning to be sneaky.
So which one of these allows me to infiltrate Shadow Moses Island?
Probably stealth, if you're trying to go completely around guards. If
but,
you're trying
if you're trying to follow Meryl, that'd be shadowing.
Exactly. So if you want to be Snake, you need stealth and shadowing.
Can I just use a... there's no perception skill, so I can't just use a thing to find out which ass matches that ass. Unless I did a writing skill called badass.
I believe that is assess honesty of that ass.
Assess honesty of
or
ass.
Interrogate that ass.
Please, please, Travis. This is a
family show?
Don't interrogate that ass, Wall, no. Let's see. Oh, well, okay, what's conceal? What's the difference between conceal and disguise? And
so, stop it. Conceal. You can hide things from view and conceal them from a search. Your methods might include camouflage, holding items out on your person, shaking things into drawers unobserved, blah, blah, blah. This ability allows you to discover things intentionally concealed. Disguise. This skill alters your own appearance, postures, voice to be unrecognizable.
Alright, so conceal helps you hide things and also look for hidden things, and disguise means you put on a pair of sunglasses.
Yeah, disguise doubles as an investigative skill when used to gather clues by creating or maintaining a cover identity, impersonating a generic figure, briefly misrepresenting yourself. What? Jesus Christ.
What?
The new Ulamog.
Oh. Wait, they revealed...
10-10 for 10. When you cast it, exile 2 target permanents, indestructible. When it attacks, defending player exiles the top 20 cards of his library.
Uh-huh. And bring back Annihilator for him.
They aren't going to bring back
Annihilator. Annihilates your deck instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still mill.
Yeah, but the Eldrazi...
But there seems to be, like, a... Because is he ingesting those 20 cards?
It just says when he attacks the
exile, yeah,
exile top 20. But
I'm wondering what they're gonna do with ingest, or whether ingest is just the keyword, and then they'll have what you've exiled matters type cards.
I know there's that one from the dual deck,
Oblivion
that's like,
Sower, yeah,
yeah, colorless ramp, and very very hard to play.
Not if they delve away fetch lands.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I would have been happy if freaking they brought back Annihilator just for the Titans.
No, because Annihilator is just dumb.
Yeah. I don't like the Annihilator. I enjoy what it can do, but it's a feel-bad mechanic. It's like, hey, look, I do this to beat you. It's a spiky mechanic as shit. Also, Reanimator. We have a new Reanimator target in this thing.
Oh, it doesn't shuffle itself?
No, they got rid of that.
Oh, that was the cool thing about the they were also anti-mill. Was like the cool thing about the Eldrazi Titan. Like, you could not be milled as long as you had one. You're gonna try and mind wipe the guy who's throwing out cosmic horrors. Good luck.
Though to be fair, at least the Eldrazi's was a trigger, whereas shit like Bloodsteel Colossus is a replacement effect. That's why the Goryeo's Vengeance deck works. But it also means that you can surgical extraction the fucker.
Also, yeah, I guess it makes up for it, like it just like, by milling a third of your deck. Wait, does it need to do damage? No, it doesn't.
No, it's just attack.
Yeah.
Double strike.
Wait, does it have double strike?
No, give it double strike.
Holy shit!
That wouldn't proc the attack thing twice. That would you'd just be
right. That doesn't. That's when they deal damage.
Okay. No. What's the card that gives you two attack phases?
There's a lot of them. Is there an enchantment that just gives you Relentless Assault every turn, basically?
Aggravated Assault?
No. Relentless Assault is just it's like the oldest version of that effect. It's Weatherlight card. You get an additional attack after this one.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's a.
Oh yeah. No, there is an enchantment. It's like three red.
Oh my god, that is potentially an instant speed Wrath of God. Is Wrath of God instant speed?
No.
Wrath of God is a.
Sorcery. Okay, so it's a potentially instant speed Wrath of God. Or, you know, you just play it, show them Ulamog. And, yeah, is your thing not a 10-10? Well, it goes away now. Yeah, I think Ulamog might be the only Titan, though, we get in this set, because the other two Titans fucked off somewhere. And that's kind of scary.
Hence a lot of sadness about eventually there not being Thoughtseize or Inquisition in Standard after Theros rotates out.
Fucking God.
So what would happen if like Emrakul showed up on New Phyrexia?
Everybody loses.
Well, I mean, New Phyrexia loses.
No, it doesn't, because New Phyrexia has a lot of colorless shit. You know, because it's an artifact plane, and Emrakul is only immune to colored spells.
I'm just worried about what happens if he eats them. But back to track.
I'm done with just a quick question. Like, I've got so like, if I'm not a very fleeing, like I have like 3 points in athletics and fleeing each right now. Like, is that enough, or should I have some, or else I'm just gonna get pasted? Or
so you know the roll mechanics of this game. You just roll it at you roll a d6. You can spend a point to make it give you a +1.
And you can spend just up to.
You can spend as much. Four. Yeah, like if you wanted to spend all three of those fleeing just to haul ass and get away as your +3, so you roll it +3. And go. Usually, the mechanic, the TN falls on, did you make 3 or above, you're fine. If you go up against a mythos creature, which in my games usually doesn't happen until the climax anyways, the TN bumps up a little bit and is variable, but like, 3 should be fine. Like, the way that they describe, like, if you have, you know, if that was 1 athletics and 3 fleeing or whatever the fuck you want the way where you get more points, that's just a character that just runs away. You're not able to do athletic things, which greatly limits what you do. You're just a dude that runs from problems, so you might live longer, but like you're kind of useless for a lot of situations.
Okay, I'm just doing a correction right now because realized I have 10 points of psychoanalysis.
Yeah, be a shrink.
I spent 5 points in it, and well, I am. But I realized that means I cannot have sense trouble of 8, just 5. So let me redistribute these 3 points, and I'll be ready to move on to investigative stuff.
All right. I don't know if I sent this, but here's the PDF again for like creating an investigator. Your steps.
Any word from Zach yet?
Zach isn't online. He's probably still working. So I again just assume it's you two.
Yeah. Hypnosis. Okay,
so now it's 24 points in these.
I guess that's in three. a non pulp game, hypnosis is fake bullshit that doesn't work.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Only alienists and parapsychologists can buy or use the skill, and usually only in pulp games.
Yeah, so dumb bullshit that doesn't really work because it's fake, like wrestling.
This ability represents medical hypnosis. It is not psychic mesmerism or Dr. Caligari-style mind control. You can only hypnotize a willing subject and only one subject at a time. Using hypnosis requires a test against a difficult non-tier. That varies on what you are using it for. Simple hypnotics.
It pretty much is just for, like the bullshit that caused the satanic panic in the late 80s with all those childcare places.
Yeah,
like regression therapy, that sort of thing.
We want to see what's going on with you. Tell us all the things about Satan. It's
like I didn't have Satan. Obviously You know, these kids, they've repressed these memories, so let's hypnotize them and then ask them pointed questions like, so what did the Satanist do to you while you were at the childcare center? Not, what did you do at preschool today or whatever.
Yep.
What did Satan give you? Satan gave me six Ulamog's crushers.
And anthropology in this game and in most games is like basically like human history stuff.
Anthropology, study of human cultures, yes, from Stone Age to Jazz Age. You can identify artifacts and rituals of living cultures, describe and predict the customs of a foreign group or local subculture, extrapolate the practices of an unknown culture with similar examples.
How much is it to say you have gone to one of those human zoos in the 20s?
A point of sanity.
That existed.
No. Just
19.
because the 20s are fucking weird. People just like to ignore that all the weird shit that happened.
So I assume riding is specifically horses, or does it also
It
include
is
motorcycles?
specifically for horses.
I can't ride a llama.
I will read what riding is, since that's just the best way to describe the insanity that is the thing. Although staying on a tame, untroubled walking horse on flattish terrain anyways is relatively easy once you get the hang of it, staying on a mule or a burro staying on a mule or burro even easier. You are a gifted equestrian. You can gallop even recalcitrant or spirited horses, donkeys, or mules past directions and across the countryside. Can be used to invade or conduct mounted pursuits. Care for, groom, shoe, or stable mounts. Take care of, prepare, or use riding gear such as saddles and bridles. Calm a nervous mount. Drive a horse-drawn wagon or cart. Wield a weapon while riding. For every additional two rating points of riding, you may add an additional riding animal: camel, water buffalo, or elephant. You may not add mythos mounts such as Shantaks. Your pool may be spent on riding any or all of these creatures.
I was just hoping, like you said, water buffalo, elephant, third thing, and that's it. Those are the only three animals you can ride. That is, there are no other animals you can ride. Right, I am done with General Lee's,
All
done with
right.
General Mills.
You have.
I'm done with both.
All right.
Right, so
Here we go.
then
Let me
I'll
just
get.
send you a copy of the sheet
Yeah,
and
sure.
just see if it like makes sense.
All right, so cult is so, and it's still the 2-to-1 things apply for investigative still, right?
Yes, anything tagged occupational, it's a 2-to-1.
All right,
Boop.
so four. Plus two is 22. What do points in languages, how many languages do you get for each point?
You get one for each point, unless it's weird for me because I get only two certain languages at half price. I get Latin because of the doctor stuff, and then German because I'm a 1930s alienist. I'm reading Freud.
Well, but you might be also reading Jung.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what I mean. Like all the thought at that time was from Germans, so I guess that's why it's half price. But it meant that if I put a point into languages, I might as well put two and get German for free. It's really weird because I wanted Latin.
But yeah, you can specify when you create your character or choose opportunistically when you play, revealing that what happened to read whatever fuck languages you want. Okay, so this PDF I sent, one of the things that they have right here in the character creation is like you really need to spend more than 3 or 4 points on an investigating ability. Works with other players in the group to ensure you all have as many abilities as po covered as possible as you want. So like,
Okay, so let me get rid of some of those sixes and knock them down to fours.
yeah, knock them down to fours, and then you can spend those points elsewhere.
I get two in language.
Because what it is like, for example, you're investigative, you'll enter a house and it'll be like, I'm gonna go check the kitchen. Okay, I spend zero. What do I see? Here's the information. Oh well, fuck that. I'm gonna actually spend a point to, I'm gonna spend a point and roll, and then once you spend a point with, or no, you spend a point and I tell you a clue there if you
Right,
think
it's like
it's important.
you never are risking dice on shit you should, like on clues.
Yes, it's only in a time that is kind of stressful that you have to roll a dice. So like you're investigative, you'll get most of it. You'll get a very general list of clues and stuff at the given location you go to or the given room you're in. But if you want to investigate harder for more apparent clues, then you spend a point. And so, four scenes where, going four scenes and so like you have four in reassurance and pharmacy. How many scenes are you really gonna need to spend a point in reassurance to make someone happy? And how many scenes do you really think you're gonna need for to make some drugs? And that's not saying you won't. Like shit, you can spend up to two or three, just be like, I'm gonna pharmacy the fuck out of this thing. And you can do that. Also, you can do a write-in skill, but whatever. Medicines at six also acts if you wanna dump that down one more.
Oh, okay. So that's Yeah, so that's actually a distinction that makes pharmacy worse.
So the difference is, hang on, I will pull up the difference between medicine and pharmacy. You diagnose human disease, injuries, poisonings, and physical frailties, and may be broadly acquainted with veterinary medicine as well. At a rating of two or more, you have medical license. And then pharmacy, you're able to identify compound drugs in medicine. So think of medicine as like, that fucker's hurt, or that is what causes damage. Pharmacy is like, oh,
We
this is
got a
a comp.
cook.
Yeah, this is how that compound is made. You can trade which one you want. Like the guy's dead on the ground. Do you want to use pharmacy or do you want to use medicine? Medicine will tell you how he died. Pharmacy will tell you what killed him.
Or,
Okay.
this guy's dying. Medicine will like stop the bleeding. Pharmacy will inject adrenaline straight into his heart.
Will medicine stop the bleeding, or is that just first aid?
That's first for medicine will identify where the cut is. You can use first aid to stop it.
Or you could use pharmacy to just inject his heart with adrenaline.
Which, if he's cut open, would be really bad because you're now flooding a dying person's body with
Oh, wait,
adrenaline.
well,
I
it's
know
get information.
psychoanalysis is okay, so that's actually so that would not be like the general ability psychoanalysis, that's literally just mental first aid, isn't
Yeah, you provide comfort, perspective, and solace to mentally troubled. You may be a Freudian alienist, a priest, a pastor, or an empathetic and intuitive individual. You can restore panic investigators to a state of calm, restore lost sanity points, and treat any long-term mental illness they accrue in the course of their activities. You are
Okay.
literally
It's
mental.
still my only 2-for-1 general, and I get a high ceiling because of that. So yeah, I'll stick with 10, even though I probably won't use all 10 unless Charlie's character goes really, really nuts.
Well, you can also use it on NPCs too.
To calm them down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Question. What's the difference between art and craft?
Art is like paintings and shit. Craft would be like crafts are still things, but I think like for example, cooking or carpentry would probably be crafts rather
Okay,
than
what would
arts.
be writing a book?
If you really needed to split it, like art would be probably lean more towards poetry and fiction,
Yeah,
whereas my
okay. It
craft
does
would
my
be
thing does say
I
art,
write.
but not like craft.
Yeah, whereas if you were like collecting, if you're doing encyclopedias, it'd probably be craft. Or other, scholarly work and whatnot.
Thing is, with a 2-for-1, you often go want to go for 4 because if you just go for 3, like where's the get split points like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine too. It's up to your characters. And Axe.
Oh, so it's not that you like I can spend three and then put one in another class skill and still, or is it that I lose a point and then the thing goes up by two, or can I put like three in one and one in
I think
another
it's
with?
you lose a thing and it goes up by 2.
Yeah,
Okay.
so I spend 1 point on art, and I have it tagged. That means I get 2 points to spend in game.
Okay, so yeah, like shit that's bold is going to be even by necessity.
Yes.
In other words. Okay.
Also, you
Just
have.
making sure, because I could like trim down pharmacy to three, but I probably wanted it. I don't want it at two. So
you'll
yeah, okay.
probably want to keep pharmacy at four for what I got. So, you'll actually picked a fairly good one for the thing I have going. Also, X, the difference between reassurance and psychology is that reassurance is getting people to do what you want.
Right. No, reassurance is a charm type skill. It's
yes.
not like, whereas like I said, it's basically mental first aid, and that you're like, no, dude, calm down, process this differently, or whatever. But
yeah,
like,
look at it from a different angle. Clam your tits. Let's go shoot this thing now.
Picked up some anemic number of points in weapons, just because I assume he is, you know, scalpels and whatnot.
Yeah.
He's not a fighter.
I took like a three in scuffling because now my she probably took a self defense course at some point.
Sure.
It's just because the values of these things can differ so wildly that like, it just seems weird that you have that like modules would I assume have to take into account the fact that someone that your whole party could spend 2 points in scuffling or they could all spend 10. Like,
yeah,
it's weird.
It's very strange.
Well, the from the fighting city of Detroit.
That's one of the things that Ross Payton's Reign does very well. It's like at certain aspects of the game, you just dump in points when you feel like it. You have
not Reign. What?
No, it's not Reign.
Yeah, Reign is the Greg Stoltzy fantasy
thing. The side saddle
Ruin.
Thing everybody loves.
Ruin. My bad. Ruins is one that that Ross Payton's making. That's, you know, the architecture horror. So like you make a character and then you can at character gen spend up to 6 points on things. And then when other situations happen, you can spend more points if you want, or you can just say, no, I don't need them. It's a little bit like Fate that it at certain points it takes you out of the game, especially when you have to put in like 6 to 10 points and that's your only window. But other time it's like you can spend two here, you can spend one here, you can spend four or five here to add them to your pool. That's really
it's like this game, the way this game usually handles languages. It's just that my class and maybe some other ones, but like usually when you put points in languages, it just means you know languages, and because this is a game that tries not to make things useless, that if you spend a point in languages, it'll be for a language that will be important.
Mm-hmm.
So like, let's say there's no Latin or German in this module at all. Like normally that would mean that if anyone spent languages, it'd be on, let's say someone in the module speaks Spanish, then they'd spend a point in languages. Hey, they know Spanish. But yeah, in this, it's, I actually find it very odd that I had to pick languages for that.
Might be something in like odd due to how odd the alienist is.
It's probably so that the alienist can help other people. I'm assuming it's. I think X
it's
is
fine.
Closer.
It's 1 point, and I got a language I wanted and a language that I kind of want, so it's fine.
And you got a free language.
Yeah, I basically got German for free because I want to establish that he knows Latin because he's a doctor.
All right, so step four, there's two more steps, and then we can start. Step four, pillars of sanity and sources of stability. For every 3 points of sanity, choose a pillar of sanity.
Full points, because I'm at seven. So
yeah.
Do I pick two or
three? Three full points. You get two. If you're...
I am at, I have 10 sanity, 8 stability.
So for you, you would have three pillars of sanity. And then in pulp mode, since we're kind of playing it by ear and we're going to try pulp tonight, sources of stability, for every 3 points of stability, you identify one person that keeps your character sane. They're kind of your go-to line.
Is this for sanity or stability?
They're for both. So for pure mode, you have a pillar of sanity, which is a concept or something that lets you hold your ideas of sanity together. And pulp, you get a source of stability, which is somebody that helps you stay sane or stable in a situation. As they say in the book, it's more to create – it creates more soap opera because you have to go back and forth and kind of keep them up. But it also allows for, in pulp games, you to start breeding almost another investigator if you want to have one of these guys. If your character dies, you have another – you have another person that might be just as caught up on what's
okay,
going
so
on.
Okay, so sources of stability are people, and pillars of sanity are like, you know, more abstract.
Yeah, hang on, let me pull them up for
That's,
you to give you some.
That
insight.
Almost seems to be in reverse. You'd think like that high, or at least that high stability, low sanity people, i.e., like the kind of guy I'm trying to play,
mm-hmm.
would have less.
Yeah,
are
you sure
it's
not like
about.
Reverse? Because yeah, I associate people with like other people with more like. like, you know, sanity and keeping you in check, and sources of stability is more like a thing you can do to keep, like, your nerves down.
I will read what pillars of sanity are. For each 3 full rating points of your investigator's possesses insanity, you must divine 1 pillar of sanity, some human concern that he believes in or trusts implicitly. Pillars of sanity are abstract principles, not people or objects. Pillars of sanity can be damaged or destroyed by mythos revelations. Some examples of pillars include religious faith, or general trust in a benevolent or rational deity, family, human dignity and value, scientific process or value of intellect, physical laws or the reality of scientific knowledge, goodness, beauty, or worthiness of nature and the environment, innate goodness in mankind, moral principles, yada, 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 yada. As you might expect, Cthulhu mythos revelations that undermine these pillars will cost you additional sanity. Stability. Sources of stability. This option is appropriate if the campaign frame has a soap opera-like element to it. For every 3 full rating points you possess in stability, you must name 1 person that keeps you sane when the terrors of the world threaten to shred your psyche. This network of friends, colleagues, and family provide you with a motivation to keep fighting the good fight and going back into the crypt night after night. A name and identifying phrase are sufficient for each. You may not use fellow investigators. They go through the same stress as you do. It's permissible but risky for multiple investigators to lean on the same folks. Blah.
Yeah, that's weird. I guess there's another weird thing is that fear itself, and I think Exoterrorist, there's no difference between sanity and stability. So all like that stuff is lumped into one, one category.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you don't want to use a source of stability, we'll just not use it tonight. That's fine. It looks like it's kind of geared toward a higher thing.
What do you think, Max?
I think for a one-shot, we don't need it.
Yeah.
Because it's not like we'll have the time for my guy to say, oh, well, there's this other psychologist I play squash with or something. I'm going to go visit him because I'm so broken.
Fucking squash, really?
It just seems like the kind of thing... It just seems like the kind of thing my guy would do.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just...
Because I'm basically going for, like, a less evil Hannibal Lecter kind of thing.
In that,
he's not... Like Lecter in... Or more like... You mentioned House before. It's kind of like that, where, like, he thinks he knows people, and so that it kind of lets him think he's better than them.
Yeah.
Because he can sort of identify their psychological urges and how they're affecting them, and it makes him kind not necessarily sociopathic, but kind of apathetic.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll skip out on sources of stability this time, since, as we're stating, this is going to be a one-shot. When I do the mini-campaign for the idea I have, we'll throw those in there and just test those out. And I'm fully... we'll get to that other point later. So, yeah, just pillars.
Yep. So I got scientific progress and the value of intellect is one of them, and then physical laws and the reality of scientific knowledge is the other one.
All right. Okay.
So if I see some reality-bending shit, I'm double fucked.
All right. Pillars. Let's see. Can I just call one of these the power of friendship?
Like, morality is one of them, that, like, people will act good.
Yeah. Power of friendship has all types of silly connotations of that, but, more, you know, moral principles is definitely falls under that. Hell, you can just have the love of one home's town, city, or country. My pillar is America.
Well, I mean, a lot of Call of Cthulhu games end up being military in one way or another, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, especially Delta Green, where you're working for the U.S. government. Except for that one period in the 90s, where you technically were not part of the U.S. government.
You know, it's like I've always said, I think that Delta Green being a legit thing again is kind of bullshit. Because I really liked the sort of, like bureaucratical sort of parasitism it caused. And that, like, you've got to skim money from people who are already skimming money.
Also, you get to be, like, philanthropy.
I kind of like the new idea they're pitching for the new system, if only because it creates that juxtaposition where you have the old school guys that are like, this is how we do it. We just steal money from these people, and they're stealing money. It's fine. And then you have the new school guys like, why don't we just ask them?
You also win,
Yeah,
it
got the
doesn't.
old guys going, okay, so we're going to go ahead and pipe bomb some Shoggoths. And the new guys are like, oh man, we're going to have to fill out all kinds of paperwork for that.
Yes, exactly. That shit's hilarious to me.
And also, it doesn't change the conflict with MJ-12 because being both members of a governmental organization does not prevent two organizations from fighting each other. I'm pretty sure there was a case at one time where, like, the FBI opened fire on another government organization or something.
Wouldn't surprise me.
And then, of course, you got, like, other governments, like, I think the most, because this whole secret organization stuff, probably the most relevant is all, like, the different organizations in the Nazis.
Okay, so two more steps. We can skip step five because we probably don't need it, but just for transparency. Step five, for every point of bureaucracy, cop talk, credit rating, and streetwise, and any other ability that requires a professional contact, you're required to define the character contact with a name, identity, and location. That take way too fucking long. These do not necessarily have to be
What were the skills? Credit rating and what else?
bureaucracy, cop talk, credit rating, streetwise, and any other ability that may require a professional contact.
Yeah, nah, but I don't think we probably don't need that.
No, we don't. This is what I was thinking of with sources of stability. My bad. This also is under step five. One of these contacts may be an intimate correspondent, which is just like somebody that you fake writing letters to, or you keep up to date with every single thing. That's your next investigator. That you're breeding, essentially, in case you die. And then step six, choose your investigator's name, birthplace, age, personality, weapons, equipment, and or any other significant details. Step seven is play the game. Step seven is not actually.
Okay, so this is where we can sort of establish shit that we won't have to roll preparedness for,
Exactly.
as
It's
long
like,
as it's reasonable, obviously.
yeah, I've got a cell phone, I've got a tablet, since this is relatively new, I've got a smartphone, I've got a journal, I've got an EpiPen, I've got a hypnotist watch because I'm an actual hypnotist.
Financial independence in that
Carrying
she.
around a doctor's bag is probably a bit much for a psychologist.
Yeah. Unless you're like, so I won't say no, if only because my view is warped by the fact that we have professors who walk around with doctor bags that carry around weird shit all the time in them.
Well, but I'm saying like a doctor's bag with doctor's things in it, not just a doctor's bag to carry stuff in.
Oh, for doc, well, it just depends. Like, if you can spin it, I'm usually pretty generous about you being able to spin things.
Wait, I
Like,
got.
I'll say he's maybe got like some No, because there's no reason he'd have like I guess if he was like a sort of like the guy who quote unquote killed Michael Jackson, like that kind of doctor, but I'm not really seeing him as that kind of dude. Like, he's not just carrying
You
sedatives
mean
around, so.
like a quack?
Well, I mean like a personal
Yeah, he's not a
psychologist. Oh.
personal. Yeah, he's not a personal
I mean, usually
chiropractor.
quacks are like in like is usually just a general term for shady doctor.
Well, because I mean, well, it depends on because when I think quack, I think of like medicine that doesn't work.
It's
Whereas that guy gave Michael Jackson medicine that worked all right. It worked too well.
I've heard like quack also applied to the one guy who like fixed up that one baseball player's leg up in like the famous Blood Sox game where like one of the pitchers was like bleeding so much out of like one of his ankles like it made, it was noticeable.
So, the actual definition, quackery is the promotion or fraudulent or ignorant medical practices of fraudulent or ignorant medical practice. A quack is a fraudulent or ignorant pretender to medical skill. A person who pretends, professionally or publicly, to have skill, knowledge, qualifications, he or she does not possess, a charlatan. So, like, that would be a quack because I clearly know how to bandage your ankle, so you're good for the game. Doubtful. And
Well,
it is also based on perception, so like one man's quack might actually just be a shitty doctor. Quack, 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 no.
so yeah, more reasonable, I'd say car, smartphone, normal computer that he knows how to be. Like he's not like a electrician or hacker or whatever, so you know.
Of
He's
course.
got toolbars on his copy of Internet Explorer, you know.
Oh God, he uses Internet Explorer?
Listen, to no
It's what the
pain you
computer comes with.
Yeah, to no pain you must work with pain. What is Internet Explorer but pain? Okay.
Has Jeeves and Taskbar installed on the top because it came with Java.
Just note that somewhere on your shit. Probably at the top if you want to just note what equipment you got.
Oh, hey, the new Gideon. Oh, he becomes a dude, you don't say.
Oh, no, Punch Mage becomes a punch.
Oh, but it's like, that's his plus one, so he's like Sarkhan. And zero is put a 2/2 knight ally. That's, okay.
Oh, yeah, then, allies are coming back.
And then -4 is just, you get an emblem. Creatures get +1/+1, and he starts with 4. So you could just drop him and say, like, hey, this is a glorious anthem that you can never get rid of.
Yep.
Can I put love of animals as a pillar of sanity?
It could be like an aesthetics thing, like as long as there is kawaii in the world, I'm
God damn it, X. Yes. Yeah, so I usually you just need to not, so a phrase like I believe in friendship or I believe animals are pretty doesn't usually fly, but if you can make it sound more fitting, sure.
Animal aesthetics.
The glory of animal aesthetics. Or some stupid thing.
Wait, did I just make a furry?
No, because you don't dress up in a fursuit unless you want to have that be your equipment.
First off, Matt, not all furries dress up in fursuits.
Why'd you call me?
That is a subsect of.
I'm just
can
saying.
Can we just stop this conversation right in its tracks?
Sure.
Either that or continue it at the expense of the game.
All right. So everybody got everything?
Nice job posting that picture from Magic Chat and Main Chat.
Yep, because I'm lazy. All right, yeah, if...
I guess Zach is going to miss out.
Yeah, he's probably tired if he just got back from work. He's even online. Yeah, he's not even online. Note your equipment, and then we'll start as soon as everybody wants to get a drink before we start the game.
All right, so smartphone. So smartphone, and what's the cheapest car on the market today?
A beater car from a used car shop.
Wait, what'd you say?
A beater.
Okay, I thought he said something racist.
Thought he said a beater car?
A beater car from a used car shop owned by a racist. Listen, Charlie, just because I do a lot of stereotypical racist things and make stereotypical racist jokes, I'm not a racist.
Well, you are. You're just not malicious.
Everyone's a little bit racist.
Thank you, X. Okay.
Yeah, I hope you're happy. I went on fucking Avenue Q binge after you linked that shit.
Yeah!
I saw that live this summer. It was great. Did I... it was in Atlanta? Huh?
They still do Avenue Q?
Yes.
Okay, I was just wondering because, you know, the one guy died.
No, they just, they buy the puppets, which is the most expensive part of the play, and then they just...
I know, I was thinking of Gary Coleman.
Oh, yeah, no, they use Gary Coleman.
Okay, cool.
No, like, there's apparently a PG-13 and an R-rated version of it. I don't know how you can do that play as PG-13. Or why you would even watch it.
No, using the word fuck.
There is an entire song about puppet sex and
porn
and being as loud as you want when you're making love. Like, do you
just
skip
those? Yeah, but as long
as
you don't say the word fuck.
They have puppets fucking during the song.
As long as you don't say the word fuck.
Okay. Yeah, finish your shit, Charlie. We'll take a 5-minute break if anybody wants to get some water, and then we'll start.
Oh, I'll put in a thing, police scanner.
What's your occupation?
A true crime detective, novelist.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Fucking creep.
Hey, lots of people own police scanners. I remember my grandparents owned a police scanner, or maybe
so
one.
So I'm going to say that he's got some kind of sedative on him for his own use.
Oh yeah, let's have some Valium or some type of super good drugs.
So, you sure you're not just playing Dr. House?
Listen, House is a great archetype to use.
Remember one of the characters Matt played in one of my games was like a Victorian house? only meant minus the limp and the because we hadn't made flaws in SD yet.
But was he plus the gimp?
No. First off, it was a woman.
That doesn't mean he can't have a gimp.
She.
Listen, just because I don't see genders, Charlie, doesn't mean you have to force me to see them.
Why you gotta default to male pronouns, man?
Because it's always been male pronouns.
You know, yeah, wait to be like a male dominant heteronormative cis scum.
I'm a white.
Let's not try to out Tumblr each other, please.
You got everything done? Everybody got their drinks? Everybody ready?
I'm sorry, but like Rocky Horror Picture Show is like queer appropriation, and I can't stand for it. God.
Oh, I just died a little inside. Oh, I just fucking died a little inside. I feel it.
Literally a Tumblr post I saw. Well, it was a Tumblr post calling the person out above it an idiot, but still.
Do we have everything ready?
Yeah. Are you recording this?
Been recording since the call started.
Oh, well, ignore all the racist things that may or may not have been said. I didn't say anything.
Charlie totally wasn't the racist one, and the Tumblr one.
Listen, the Tumblr one can't be racist unless it's against white people. Well, you can't be racist again.
Hi, Internet.
How about that game?